Welcome to BizHubs. Where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to FactorOne.io to learn more. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Joe Rocky. Joe has made 17 different businesses. He is an international best-selling author, syndicated TV host, keynote speaker, elite business consultant or coach, and the future owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Woo! He's going to share a BizHub about arrogance. Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, this one actually goes back all the way to the first business. I was in real estate doing basically what you see on the TV shows, right? Buy a house cheap, fix it up, and then sell it for big money later. Woo, it's going to be awesome. And don't get me wrong, we got to make it work eventually. But when I first started out, I was 25. And we made this trip with my other friends who had just also graduated from college. And they all had real money jobs. First time ever, we actually have money. We're not in college anymore. Let's go to Vegas and see how we can spend this. And I just assumed my house would sell. Like, I just assumed that everything was going to work out awesome. So I'm like, yeah, we're doing this trip no matter what. It's going to be great. I'm going to have all this money that comes in from this sale. It's going to be perfect. And then I'm on the plane. I don't have a buyer yet. I wasn't even totally, looking back at it, I'm not totally sure I had the house done yet to be able to be sold. And it was just all of these expectations that things were going to fall in place. And as you have reality with business, it doesn't always quite work that way now, does it? So long story short is I find myself on this plane. And we're now in Vegas, and it's like the first thing they did was they ran to all those tables where they sell the tickets and all the good shows. I had $500 in my pocket and absolutely zero leverage in my life because I am maxed out on this house, both as a business and as an individual. And I'm just sitting there like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make this happen? And ultimately, the only thing that got me out of it was the fact that I already knew how to sell. And I just took my entire sales system, took a left-hand turn into the most one-sided sales environment in the world, one that every person listening knows the house always wins. You cannot win in a casino in the long term. And that's what I did. I walked in there and I created a system for winning in a casino that I have then since replicated every single time. In fact, I've never gone to Las Vegas and not had a casino pay me to be there, not just for my trip, but getting back and all the rest of it. So that was how we had my quick little biz hap here. And hopefully I got it into your time limit.
Yes, but I got to ask, what was your biggest takeaway from it?
Well, I mean, being 25, patience would be a cool thing to take away. I can't say I learned it like I would have wanted to at the time. But that certainly is that recognizing that when you're making a business and really any life plan, things are going to happen and you just can't automatically assume just because it's you, despite the fact you're awesome and you're the one who made the business and that ain't easy, doesn't always mean everything's going to go perfectly and nice and your nice little perfect package. And that would be the main takeaway I took from that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wise to trust the process and to be patient. And yeah, a lot of times we're like, oh, that's not going to happen to me. Oh, boom, it happened.
That's exactly it.
I'm going to make it. Like, give me 3 days. I'll make 300 crunches and after I hear it now, like, just you got to put in the work and be patient and trust the process and do all the work that you need to.
Yeah, and even when you do all the work, that doesn't mean it's always 100% going to be perfect. There's always going to be a little bit of fluctuation involved. You know, when we talk about, are you going to have success? Well, 80% to 100% is still a range. It's still probably going to work out good, but it doesn't mean it's going to be exactly the way or when you thought it was. And like I said, that was probably the main takeaway I took. And again, and I wish it would have sunk in sooner when I was 25 in that moment in time, but it certainly is getting there now.
Well, it was there when you needed it.
That's right.
So Joe, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So we basically take care of business owners that are not getting what they want out of their relationship with their business. We recognize that every relationship has expectations from both sides, and we help those businesses live up to the expectation of the owner, even if the owner's already considering breaking up with the business and dissolving it. So that's really the area we help with, whether it be them realize I want to retire, I don't want to work 60 hours a week, or it's this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I want to do something else. Let's make it valuable that honors the sacrifice of making that business happen, as well as honoring, obviously, the employees that you have and you're employing. So Elite Business Conversations, where you find us for the consulting fee or the consulting service, rather. And then the story I just told was is the origin of my book, Casino Sales Master, which you can find on Amazon. And that's Casino Sales Master, proven system to beat the odds in sales and life.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Joe Rucki, for coming in and sharing his story about arrogance. Be patient, people. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.